What's up, guys? Alex here, Nashville.com, with my good buddy, most of you know, Marine veteran, real estate extraordinaire, Mr. Greg Pease.
He's excited to be back on here today and really excited about the information we're going to share with veterans and mainly active duty military people today. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Couldn't think of a person to bring in for this, you know, discuss some things that are important to those of you that are PCSing. I know that of events has kind of put a stop hold on things for a little while. And now people are openly moving in.
Going again.
You'll see. Oh, and the biggest is, you know, when we move, as at least this is a civilian, I move, it's like, okay, I'm going from A to point B. When you PCS somewhere, you're going from potentially one side of the country to another. You're from the country to another, you know.
You're uprooting so many area family. And I know a lot of, they're going to be well ahead of the bubble, but a lot of E3s, E4s, this is the first time in it. And not only like that, if you moved, last time you moved, were you in the state of Tennessee, and were you doing? You know, did you have to essentially uproot and restart your whole family in another place?
Exactly, and that's kind of like that's the difference. It's almost like in the day. Remember the Nintendo reset button? Now you start all over. That's PCSing.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is you have to trust that you get into the area you want to get into, that you're going to buy the house that you want to buy. If you're looking,
all needs got to be met.
Your family that they're being in that, you know, can accommodate schooling, employment. How far is it from where you're stationed? You know, a lot of bits and pieces that go into it. That in a lot of cases we don't think about individuals. You know,
there's so much going on between. I mean, we got to look at your spouse, your significant other, the whole other job. The resume is getting rushed up. We're making sure TRICARE years is taken care of. We got to transfer a kid schools. We got transcript care of. You have a lot on your plate, and then on top of that, the home purchase. You know, there's especially if this is your first time buying a home, there's a lot of things you don't know yet, and you need a professional that's going to be in your corner, that's going to proactively be communicating, that's going to be asking you questions to get you a bubble.
Right. Well, and some of the things I talk about, you know, and you and I talked this offline before we actually recording, think the shot records for the kid. The resumes, absolutely. The tax returns, the returns, the W-2, you know.
LLES statements.
Right, professional licensing, anything that you need. Because here's the thing, when Mother PCSO Okinawa, he went 2 weeks without his personal belongings. It's like everything took with him then there, what he could carry a duck bag, or what his family couldn't carry, and that was it. Like everything else was stuck in transit because it got. You know, so what do you do? If you're in a situation, you need to enroll the kids in school, but you don't have their shot records, you don't have all the little pieces of information that you need. Yes, you can make the calls, but better to be prepared up front. 100%. That's what this podcast does. It prepares you.
Absolutely. And big thing, you know, working with a big value that I bring in. So obviously, haven't had PCS before. I understand a lot of the stress you're going to be facing. But then the other piece is having a powerful team. You got to look at, there's a lot of vendors. You know, you need a realtor when you go to buy a house. You know, you're going to need a mortgage, but you're going to need a home inspector. You're going to need to hook up your utilities. There's so many vendors and so many aspects that you're going to need. And that's important. That's one thing that I have incorporated part of my process, my systems, and helping veterans specifically in PCCS, and is having a whole entire team for them that's accessible to if they so choose.
Right, and that's valuable because obviously moving to a new area, you don't know who's what's what.
Absolutely,
you know, and so you have to rely on your boots on the ground. If you're over here and you're packing up your stuff, and you've got somebody someplace you've never been that you're saying, hey, this is what I want. I want three bedroom bath. I want a fenced-in yard. I want to live on a cul-de-sac. Whatever the case may be, you have to have somebody that can accommodate and at least demonstrate those things, you know, to you. One of the things I know that you've done in the past is you've done videos. You know, people coming in, they're passing from Fort Bragg. They were all fifth guys. And Absolutely. You went out and did actual videos area, and you said, okay, what we're looking at. Here's what your neighborhood looks like. Here's what your house looks like. And it's very help because you don't have the stress. Say, you know what? All this person cares about is a paycheck. I get landed. House isn't going to be what I expected.
So, and we actually did that, myself and you, we actually did that for three people that were PCSing out here.
Yeah.
And even since then, have even involved doing, we were doing video and have even evolved into doing 100% virtual showing. So
right.
From whatever state you're in, Once we know down what properties can provide for your wants and needs, whether you have horses, dogs, need something fenced in on a cul-de-sac, like you said, absolutely want to be an HOA, absolutely don't want to be an HOA.
Right,
once
right.
You narrow that down and find your search, I also have software program run algorithms that actually find your properties and your criteria as soon as they hit the market. And then from there, all the way from a distance remotely, I can send you fully interactive virtual tours. Because you think, again, you have all this going on, all these things you're looking to transfer up, reset your life on. Where are you even time to search for that perfect home?
Right. Well, and the other portion of it is, My electric company, my gas company, my water company. What schools am I zoned for? You know, where's the nearest grocery store? Where can I pick toilet paper? Because I've done this myself. You move, like, I don't have toilet paper. I don't have towels. I don't have you know. I keep naming these paper products just because COVID and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, but you think of all the items you don't have, but you don't think of it until you turn the key on that new home.
And man, and honestly, you know, working with, and again, team, it's all about a team, but working with you, I mean, it's been amazing with some of the software systems that you added value to my clients and you have a program then that even pulls it up for them, don't
right.
you?
Right. It'll show the apps. It'll show them, hey, you have a Starbucks this far from your house. You have a grocery store this far from all those things. You know, if you get someone that we had people come from Bragg's, what 8-hour drive.
Yeah.
So you're rolling into town most likely in the middle of the night. Know, and you get to the house, they need a gallon of milk, and they need this, and you need to know where the store is.
And eventually you're going to find those things. I'll have Google read on.
Right.
But having someone in your again, proactively communicate before you show up, sending you that list, and hey, here's things they're going to have first day that you're going to need. Here's where to take care of them.
Right. Well, and that's kind of the analogy with that. It's like nobody goes battle without a battle. You know, so they're not just dropping people in the desert and saying, good luck, guys, you're training, you know, you're good to see you later. Here's what we're doing.
I mean, it's an actual, and like you said, I mean, no active duty military have to go through that.
Right.
But it is a thing for, you know, there is people PSing, dealing with a lot of unknowns. And we definitely want to make sure that we're part of that team is providing those knowns for them.
Right, right. And just getting that information together. You know, the biggest thing is it doesn't matter if you're PCS into Fort Campbell, Fort Carson, Fort Bragg, you know, million other places that you'd be going to. If you're in a situation where you're like, hey, what important documents should I keep? You know, there's always some value to reach out to one of us. We're here, not just, hey, we're only going to the people here and that are going to Campbell or something like that. Like, this isn't a selfish attitude. We're going to try to help anybody that we can help.
100%. If you're listening in on this podcast and I've raised questions for you, you do not have to do business with me for me to answer your questions. Definitely
right.
Reach out and I'm going to provide the information to make an educated decision.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I love, you know, with dealing with so many people moving to so many different places. Sometimes people just have a question and they need a professional to answer it. And then the thing is to relying upon big TV couples that we see and we're like, oh, that's the place to go. They're going to give me the answers. You know, in a lot of cases, those are call centers. They're not going to provide you with person-to-person information. You know?
Absolutely.
So it's all value to have. It's valuable to have a team on your side, obviously. You know, but most of all, making that transition a smooth one. You know, a 45-day window from point A to point B, get set up, report to work. You know,
yeah, and that's huge as well. Like you said, people that are call centers or agent numbers and press them too, and hear recorded messages of where the process is at for their mortgage and things like that. I know as feedback from my clients, they have greatly appreciated it, being able to text and call you directly and get immediate information on their loan.
Right, right, and that's part of the service. And the other thing that we don't think about sometimes, you know, a lot of times you'll have people that are active duty that are, I had a client, they were moving to a different home, husband Afghanistan, you know, and so it's strategically laid out the land of that, like we have to help this individual, and this was a wife, get her family together, get everything organized, and get the move made while the husband's over fighting for our freedoms.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it's a very skilled that actually cares about what happens.
Being
available,
being proactive.
Right. And so it's going in there and doing that. You know, with this particular family, there was some day that the stress level was a little better than others. And you counsel and you talk. You say, hey, here's what's going on. It's okay. Here's what it is. Need that person-to-person contact.
Absolutely.
Like what you ran with your team, like so you can send me a prospection report into my email and allow me to decipher it, or do like what you do and say, all right, let's start from the top and let's work our way down, figure out what's non-negotiable, let's figure out what is, and then you pick those items and then go to battle for them.
Absolutely.
You know,
100% concierge service. And all of our active duty military absolutely deserve that and so more.
Right. There's no question about it. I mean, men and women that are taking time to, well, I shouldn't even say taking time. Like it happens at a moment's notice, you know, like 82nd when they had to go to sea. My friend, her husband is in the 82nd and she up one day and he was just having to pack up and go. Like that happens at a moment's notice. So if you're in the middle of transition and somebody gets outdated like that, now that it's all on you.
Right.
And you have an address as the spouse or the significant other person that is serving our country. You have a lot going on. House is under your order.
Absolutely.
You need communication, for example. And levels of communication vary by the individual, but you need to be overcated to. You need to have someone that says, like you do, the after action report is what I call them, where you step back in again and say, hey, today we discussed XYZ. Here's the rundown. Here's what I need from you.
Absolutely.
And so.
This thing's important. And it's just an extra second on the on this side of to send out that after action report.
Right.
But from the side of the active duty military, they're again, I'm dealing with just that transaction at that moment. Again, they're dealing with transferring, uprooting their whole entire life.
Yeah.
Like, why would I think to make them responsible for remembering everything we talked about in a conversation?
Right. And the thing with you is the relationship lasts after the actual thing. Like, I remember as cheesy as can be. But you took to some of our clients the peeps, you know. Yeah. What'd you take it on my peeps or something like
just
that?
Check on my peeps.
Check it on my peeps. Yeah. But it's those long lasting relationships. It's when you go to a area, you don't know anybody. You like want to be able to text someone and be like, man, I'm looking for this. Can you tell me where I can go?
Where can I find it? Where can I go? Where's a link? Where's a tool to be able to accomplish that? Absolutely.
Right. So it needs to be removed from that. At hey, thanks for the paycheck. We'll see you.
Absolutely.
To hey, what else can I do for you?
When you show up at the house, it's literally transaction literally is not over. You just stepped into, all your like we talked about, all your utilities set up, getting the movers in place, even future vendors. You know, one of the military that we recently worked with, as soon as they got in place, they needed a fence put up,
mm-hmm.
The dog that they're bringing with them,
right.
Even connecting vendors and things like that. That's the last thing you need to be dealing with is vet and vendor.
Exactly, especially for those guys. Those guys, they're to their new duty station. They just went through all kinds of training and schooling and everything. Like they need to be hyper focused on doing their job, except because the type of job they do.
Absolutely.
You know, like you can't worry about what's going on at home. You need to know how home's taking care of.
100%.
And the thing, working with the right team. I said it a bit before, and I'll say again. We're not biased. We're not going to say, hey, no, you're not working with us. You better ask your agent. Like, just ask questions. You know, let us do what we can to help you through it. Let us do what we can to help you maybe with the check. Maybe we tell you the things like, hey, buying a house, you need tax returns, W-2s, just transfer orders, LLES.
Absolutely.
Any information pertaining directly to the financials of your home need to end up in a little lockbox next to your truck versus bottom of box, labeled master bedroom. Kids' shot records, resumes, all those important documents need to end up in kind of a fireproof safe near you or in vicinity to where you have access to that.
Access, absolutely.
You know, and that's the thing, that's the message we're trying to carry. What can we do to help make the transition smooth?
Absolutely. Being so many things going on. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. So I wanted to make this one brief. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Most of all, I want to thank you that are listening. That are protecting or have protected our country, that allow us things like this. This the simple right to have free speech, to say whatever it is want to say. I definitely owe this to you, Greg. I know you're a person that served and you served at a high level, and I owe it to you as well. But this together, and at the end of the day, we got your back just like you got ours.
Absolutely, and I appreciate everyone listening. It's a pleasure getting to do what I do and provide service to everybody. There's definitely a special place when serving veterans and active duty military.
Absolutely. So thanks again for tuning in. Again, if you have a question, if there's something we can do to help you, you can email my site aj@anashville.com or Greg.
You can email me at greg@musiccityexperts.com.
Easy enough. All right. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.